following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WiggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
It's September 14th, and the world has stopped for the one event. Mayweather versus Canelo. The unbeaten pound-for-pound king.
Canelo!
The undefeated Mexican superstar. Who is the one? Mayweather versus Canelo, Saturday, September 14th, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You
can you feel it?
This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, sets, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Huntley gets the snap. Husker send a blitz. Huntley steps up, gets hit, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and six. Martinez running, first down, Taylor Martinez. Oh, here he goes. Martinez, can he outrun him? Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw, looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Jean Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it, out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first place from scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! 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 Holy cow, unbelievable, the first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets the shotgun snap, back to throw, Tater sets, throws over the middle pass, caught, Ben Cotton! Touchdown! And Nebraska has taken the lead!
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. Oh, they don't have them yet! Look at Tommy Frazier! How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown!
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running.
Sets, throws, pass, intercepted, Stafford at the 20, 15, 10, Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin, throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end, he makes a catch, leads, fumbles the ball in the end zone, Huskers recover in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Nebraska's thin up front, George is going a little tempo on him, they find a set of screen, and it's picked up by Will Compton, he'll take it to the house, touchdown.
High formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown, Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Play clock's getting close. We'll see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after it. Fired to the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska. It's Jamal Turner.
In the 20, high formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossed it to 5, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it from the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciante Evans with a sack for the Big Red. O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it! He stopped. He's short of the first down.
36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Ted Hoffman to the end zone. Husker touchdown.
This is super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you, we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Football Friday, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you, and we have all kinds of things going on today. We got Huskers-UCLA, the game that many people have been waiting for quite some time, and many people are nervous about or just, I don't even know what the exact word to use is here, Jimmy. I've run across, and we talked about this earlier in the week on the show, so many people that are just kind of expecting Nebraska not to do well.
Well, you know, I think the one thing that the game is so important because of what's going to transpire in the next month for both teams. UCLA and Nebraska both look like they can run the table for a while after this game, so there's high expectations for the winner. Because mm-hmm. the winner, you know, really, right now, Doug, you know, there's 120 schools probably that are playing college football at the high level. And the top 5% of those schools are just six teams then. You know what I mean? There's just six teams. And Nebraska and UCLA are not in that group.
No.
They're in the next group behind it. You know, whatever that group is behind it, there's a numerous teams in that next group behind it. They're right there. Well, I mean, because, you know, let's be honest about this. The Alabama-Texas A&M loser will be ranked ahead of the UCLA-Nebraska winner in the AP polls, unless somebody gets just demolished. But the loser of that game will still be ranked ahead of the Nebraska UCLA winner. Now, I'll predict that'll be something that will happen after this game's over. That the loser of that game will still stay, you know, just like a Georgia or South Carolina with a loss. But the loser of this game will be way back, maybe not even ranked. You know, it's possible
depending on how it turns out.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it's so important. You know.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, going to join us in just a second. We've got Marcus Ray from the Big Ten Network to talk not only about Nebraska-UCLA, but also about the other Big Ten games that are going on this week. We've got Pigskin Pick'em and a whole lot more, but it's time for our TNL Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Brian Munson joins Doug Duda, Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, you know, you're a busy man.
Well, you know, these official visitor weekends, they've been pretty light. So of course, 11 o'clock start time for what is the biggest and best game so far this season for Nebraska at home makes it very difficult for them to bring players in. But then we can talk about that here in a little bit.
Well, let's start with that, because I want to talk a little bit about the actual game where Nebraska has seen some kids. Did they get the number of kids that they wanted for these first two night games?
I think that they did. You know, it seemed that last week, you know, you had a guy like Eric Brown and Quentin Flowers. Quentin Flowers was originally scheduled to come in November, and Eric Brown was a guy that, as a Washington commitment, had said he was going to take visits, but nothing had really been set up yet. It seemed like Nebraska was really trying to kind of keep those guys quiet, I guess, maybe, in one way. Also, it seemed like they were both very late planned visitors. But I think for the most part, what Nebraska fans have gotten a chance to see a little bit, maybe is a change in thought process when it comes to bringing in official visitors. Maybe more is not better when it comes to, you know, totally saturating a weekend with 7-8 guys that are on campus to go with, you know, your 3 or 4 consistent unofficial visitors that happen to be Nebraska commitments. I just don't think that maybe Nebraska's, you know, maybe Nebraska's thought process is here that they just aren't getting enough one-on-one time and enough concentration from the coaching staff. And I think it's at least a great hypothesis to test. It wasn't a very successful hypothesis when it came to the first weekend with Rohan Blackwood that makes it into Lincoln. The first weekend has a great trip, rates it a 10, goes to Wisconsin the next weekend, and commits to Wisconsin. So I think Nebraska's just still trying to, you know, I think what Nebraska fans are, they're a little bit eager to keep the ball rolling based on Peyton Newell getting in the class in late August. But I think Nebraska fans also have to face the fact that the Huskers have to be selective here. We're in the last half of the class. They've got to make sure they're getting the right guys to fill out the rest of the class.
Hey, this is Jim Lang. Hey, my question for you, and maybe it's a statement too, but you go ahead and tell me what you think. I would imagine most high school players, when they go visit a campus, and they're going to think that was a trip was a 10. You know, I mean, whether they went to USC, they went to Wisconsin, maybe not USC, maybe I should back off on that one, but Wisconsin, Michigan, Nebraska, Alabama. I mean, there's a lot of universities where, I mean, what a fun day to go to that game and to be treated the way you're treated. So I would think that even though the kid committed to Wisconsin, the trip still might have been a 10.
I think you're right, and I think to add to what you're saying, you have to consider when these guys are taking these visits. They're going to Nebraska in early September, which probably means it's their first official visit. And I think that you're setting up a benchmark. Now, whether or not that benchmark or that standard for the rest of your official visits is set incredibly high really doesn't seem to matter or not. I think the distance that goes on, the time that goes between official visits, between one guy going to Nebraska in September and then taking a visit to Notre Dame in October, I think the amount of time you travel, month, a week, you know, whatever, I think it desensitizes you a little bit to how great things were on your first trip, regardless if you take in the next trip or not. There's kind of a strike while the iron is hot kind of thought process here that I think I'm kind of alluding to. It's very difficult, though, I think, to bring in these high-profile recruits that are at least scheduled to go take a look like a Madre London last week. That's got four visits over the next 5 weeks, where you're trying to clue him in about how important he is when he's going to go hear it from three more schools the next 4 weeks after that. I think it's a very difficult situation to have to contend with.
Yeah, I think that answered my question. That's exactly the way I felt about it, and I just thought you'd probably have a little bit more insight on that.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What does this weekend look like, Bri?
Well, I think the big one, obviously, is Brandon Powell. Powell's a guy that got added late to the list earlier this week, running back out of Florida, a Miami commitment, which is interesting. Now, this is a guy, when you watch his film, reminds you a little bit of Amir Abdullah, 5'10", 170-pound guy. He really could play a number of different positions at the next level. You're talking about anywhere from running back to slot receiver, which is what he was scheduled to play or slotted to play at Tennessee before changing his commitment to Miami, to anywhere back in the secondary potentially as a corner. Great athlete, number one, but that's a huge thing for Nebraska to be hosting him this weekend. And then Ricky Walker from North Carolina, or excuse me, from Virginia, Bethel, Virginia, Hampton Bethel High School. And he to me is a great prospect because kind of like a Peyton Newell in a way where you're talking about a guy that's big, a 6'2", 6'3", 275-pound guy who doesn't move like a 275-pound guy. Very athletic, can play anywhere out to the five all the way into the shade on the one. And guys like that, like a Malik Collins last year, I think those guys are the versatile guys that can play inside to outside in a nickel potentially. That's a huge value, I think, to Coach Rick Kaczynski and to Bo Pelini and John Papuchis when it comes to figuring out how they're going to go ahead and, you know, roll with different teams when you've got one style of offense that wants to get in there and run over you. Then you've got a Wyoming UCLA that wants to throw over you. You need to have guys that can do everything. And I think guys like Ricky and like Malik Collins, like Peyton Newell, they're incredibly valuable.
Luke Gifford had a big game last night for Lincoln Southeast. How are the in-state kids doing, Brian? Is there any new emerging latecomers that folks might be looking at as Division I talent in the state?
Well, I think Nebraska fans just need to be excited that Luke Gifford's back on the field. It's a guy for getting his bell rung a little bit that first week. Very scary situations for Nebraska and their in their commitments in the 2014 classes because of the concussion issues. Of course, we're talking about Luke Gifford. Of course, we're talking about Zach Darlington. So there's definitely some things in Nebraska fans. You know, Gifford, I think, is the kind of guy that's going to have a great season for Southeast. You know, and moving back to his position on offense and then playing that safety spot, where I think he is an undervalued player, I think, in the secondary. I think he's a tremendous athlete. I don't know if he's Nathan Jerry tremendous, but I think he's the kind of guy that's very rangy and is a long frame. If people have seen him on the sideline, talking about a 6'3", 200-pound guy that can really, really run. And that's a great gift for Nebraska. I know D.J. Foster has been having a solid time as well, playing offensive line, talking to his coach. And I caught up with Nick Stoltenberg after the first week, and they won their game, and I think his season is going tremendous. I don't think there's anybody else really to keep an eye on yet. If Nebraska decides to grab the second quarterback and a guy like Quentin Flowers decides to go elsewhere other than Nebraska, one guy to potentially keep an eye out for is Easton Stick from Creighton Prep High School in Omaha. I know that he showed really well at the summer camp this year in Lakin, and I think that he definitely has some, you know, is a little bit different quarterback, but I think he's very coachable, and I think he's the kind of guy that could still do well in Tim Beck's offense in Nebraska.
Brian Munson, we'll let you get out of here with your thoughts on Nebraska-UCLA, man.
Well, this game is very, very difficult to kind of break down quickly. I think Nebraska has to find a way to account for that running back out of the backfield that was so successful last year in a little safety valve pass. It seemed that they knew where that mismatch was going to be, and I think a guy like Nathan Jerry is the kind of guy that has that versatility, has that athleticism to be able to guard a guy out there on the edge one-on-one in space, because he's just a tremendous athlete and he's also very physical. I think Nebraska should expect to see a lot of pressure on Saturday morning when it comes to UCLA bringing different types of blitzes. It's going to be on Tim Martinez to be accurate when it comes to making the short, quick passes, and turnovers play a big key, but I think Nebraska can get it done on Saturday morning.
Well, everybody in Big Red Country, hope you're right as well. And, Brian, we always appreciate you stopping by the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend, man.
You guys do the same. We'll see you.
Take care.
Take care.
Big Red Report, Scout.com, Brian Munson. Oh, man. We got to make our predictions at the end of the show. I'm looking forward to that. We got some big games to pick, like Alabama, A&M, Nebraska, UCLA. Iowa State.
That little jab there to her.
Our T&L Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system with T&L, the choice is simple. The T&L system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest T&L dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems are proven technology that work and easier on you for a lifetime. If you'd love to email us, and Trent has, and we've got more emails to get to, love to hear from you at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always call the Bruce Furniture fan line. Plus, this is the number you'll need for our pigskin pick'em, brought to you by Big Dally's Deli and Cunningham's, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always tweet us at ESPN1460-1550, and Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. We'll be back with more after this.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
It's September 14th, and the world has stopped for the one event. Mayweather versus Canelo.
Floyd Mayweather.
The unbeaten pound-for-pound king.
Canelo!
The undefeated Mexican superstar. Who is the one? Mayweather versus Canelo, Saturday, September 14th, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Hey, Golic, we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was enjoying one of these new Marie Callender's sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches.
Where'd you get that?
And this cheddar biscuit.
So there was just one?
So warm and flaky.
You ate mine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, Marie is giving away 1 million sandwiches for free. Just look for a coupon and select Marie Callender's dinners.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends January 7th, 2014. See official rules to win at MarieCallendersMeals.com/1 million. Sponsored by Kinect.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait.
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for
it. To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Skies will be mostly cloudy today with southeast winds 5 to 15, highs in the middle 70s. Cloudy throughout tonight with isolated showers and storms developing. Lows will be in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 68.
Hey, 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 hey. Doug and Danny Show. Doug Duda, Jim Lyon with you on a Friday in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They have a great selection of 2014 new vehicles on the lot, over 100 to choose from, and way more pre-owned vehicles to look at as well. You can check out their entire inventory at thinkmidway.com or stop by and see them anytime this weekend, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. And don't forget the new Buick Encore, currently in stock, one of the very popular vehicles that Andy and the gang have at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Stop by and see them today, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Here's what Trent has to say, Jimmy.
Okay.
And get your thoughts on it. Doesn't it feel like everyone you talk to acts like we're playing the 2001 Miami or 2005 USC teams? We gave up 653 yards and only 36 points with that last year, and that was without our best football player. Brett Hundley has not played on the road against a crowd larger than 55,000, and he struggled last season on the road. When you have ESPN telling the whole world that, quote, there's no way Nebraska can stop UCLA and that it could get ugly, end quote, that's going to get into the heads of players that watch the worldwide leader. They can't stop our run, and they can't cover our receivers. We can and will outscore UCLA. Lock of the week, Nebraska, -4.5, take it. P.S., the uniforms are awesome. Go Big Red. Thanks, Trent, for the email. Your prediction will be coming up a little bit later on. I don't know that this is up to the 2001 Miami or 2005 USC type of matchup, but there are some good points there that when you overall look at it, that Nebraska was really even as close as they were in last year's game on the road was pretty special. That was Amir Abdullah's kind of breakout game.
You know, it was kind of interesting, and he made some good points. I don't know if people realize this about UCLA. Now, UCLA lost their last two games. They lost in regular season and to Stanford and got beat pretty good. And then they came back and played them in the championship game and lost a close game. Then they went and played Baylor and got beat. So they ended their season with three losses. You know, so they've, in the last four games, they're 1-3. You know, they're 1-3 in their last four games. And they beat, I believe, Arizona State last year like 45-43. They beat an Arizona team 66-10, you know, but they lost to California, who won three games last year and got beat pretty bad. So, hey, we're playing a team that's, you know, can move the ball, but they cannot stop anybody. They kind of remind me of somebody else that I know.
Well, and I think that's where the concern comes, and I think playing in Lincoln is a big part of this football game. We'll break it down a little bit more. Of course, they had to play Stanford twice last year, and Stanford beat them both times. Once the week before the championship game, then they had to turn around and play them right away again.
Was that right about Arizona? Was that a 66-10 game? Or was that
in, yeah, 24th? Arizona was ranked 24th, and they beat them 66-10.
Right, and I think they beat Arizona State. I said 45-43. You correct that because I just threw that off the without looking.
Yeah, 45-43.
Can you believe that?
Rain Man back it down.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
And the game was at California, lost 43-17. So at Rice, they won. At Colorado, they won. At Cal, lost. At Arizona State, won by 2. At Washington State, won by 8. And then at Stanford, a loss last year. And then, of course, the bowl game, as you said, Baylor rolled them up pretty good, 49-26. But UCLA, 58-20, that opener over Nevada. We'll talk here in just a moment with Marcus Ray of the Big Ten Network and get to that and talk about what's going on with this game and, of course, what else is going on with the 1997 defensive back from Michigan, who I think looks pretty good. They got Akron this week. Coach Brady Hoke calling it a glazed donut hole game.
Is that what he said?
It's glazed donut.
Glazed donut.
Extra tasty, apparently. So that's coming up. Pixie and Pick'em coming up as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big weekend in the Big Ten, not only for the Huskers taking on UCLA, but four games between the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio from the BTN, Marcus Ray, former Michigan defensive back. So he knows the conference in and out. And you can watch him on the Pulse on the Big Ten Network. Marcus, debut on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to catch up with you. How are you?
Hey, fucking daddy, what's going on, man? Glad to be here, and I'm excited.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Big Ten Network has expanded so much, and Nebraska coming in, we're still getting to meet everybody and know everybody and find out the excitement of the Big Ten. And, boy, so far, Big Ten football has been pretty decent here in 2013. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, the first 2 weeks of the season so far, the Big Ten has looked explosive offensively. I mean, they have 8 teams in the top 30, I believe, in scoring offense, and then you're seeing a ton of defensive touchdowns and special teams, big plays. So right now the Big Ten is riding high, but this weekend is going to start to tell the tale for a lot of, for at least 4 or 5 teams in the conference.
What stuck out to you so far the first couple of weeks? There's always a few things that can surprise any analyst or any fan, though. What has stuck out to you?
Number one, that Michigan State has yet to improve on their offense, and it's a shame because a season ago they lost 5 games by a total of 16 points, and you would think that they would have improved. But one of the things that did surprise me is that Northwestern, their defense gave up a lot of big plays in key moments a season ago, but this year they're making plays. They have 7 total interceptions in 2 games, and the Buckeyes, they've been able to look impressive without their best player, or shall I say, quote-unquote, best player. And Michigan, I think, is a team that looks like they have the most balance and a combination of what I call TNT, toughness and talent. So Illinois, their offense, they're revamped and revitalized. So I think the conference really offensively has truly impressed me. But defensively, the way that the defensive touchdowns and special teams have really impacted, those are the 2 biggest surprises for me.
Let's talk about your alma mater. I thought they looked pretty impressive against Notre Dame last week. There seems to be the love-hate for analysts around the country this year with Michigan. Either you love them or you hate them. Obviously, you're an alum, you're going to love them. But how good is this football team?
I think Michigan has a chance to really surprise some people. I don't think they're great, but I think they're going to be good enough to win every football game the same way Ohio State and Notre Dame did a season ago. Every game won't be pretty, but they're going to find ways to win. They have a quarterback who has a cape on his back right now in Devin Gardner. And that young offensive line, well, interior offensive line, is really starting to gel. But the thing that scares me about Michigan is that they only have 1 really prime target on the perimeter at wide receiver in Jeremy Gallen, and they've yet to truly establish a running game. So when they face a defense that can bottle up Devin Gardner, if that's possible, and get some pressure on him and force him to make bad throws, Michigan may be in trouble. But I really like their chances probably to win every game this season until the Big Ten championship.
Well, let's get to Nebraska. Get your thoughts on Nebraska, UCLA. Everybody thinks it's going to be high scoring. Nebraska fans are nervous. This is kind of the game that all Nebraska fans have been pointing to. Will their defense be any better, or will they be set up for kind of what they've seen the last 2 years? Your thoughts on Saturday morning's game?
Well, I like Nebraska to possibly win this game, and it is going to be a high-scoring game because that's just the culture of Nebraska football right now. Now, last week they did play better defensively. They had interceptions, and they only gave up 13 points. But I believe UCLA may have put up close to 500 or 600 yards a season ago. Don't quote me on that. But here's the thing with Nebraska. They are so talented offensively, they can be as good as they want to be. They just need their defense to be good enough. And like I said last week on the talk, Nebraska's offense is their defense. They can score points. They have receivers. Anunwa, they have Bell, Abdullah, Cross. I mean, they have guys. And really, Taylor Martinez, to me, is the most productive guy in the conference at his position. He's the single most important guy on his football team. But the Black Shirts need to step up. And if Nebraska can find a way to take care of the football, they should win this game, probably going away. But UCLA's tough. They're coming off a big win and a bye week, I believe. Well, and they're going to be ready to go. So Nebraska needs to use this game to get ready to play that tough conference schedule. And I'll say this about the Cornhuskers. They won the Legends division without playing any defense a season ago, so that doesn't say much about the Legends division, but they won't win the Big Ten championship if they don't play some defense, starting Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what Husker fans are waiting to see, if it can get a lot better. And Marcus Ray with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, former defensive back for Michigan, now with the Big Ten Network. As we said at the top there, there are four Big Ten, Pac-12 matchups, and as you look at it, Wisconsin actually goes in as an underdog, as does Illinois. Nebraska and Ohio State are the favorites here. One of the top dogs in USC looked horrible against Washington State last week, so that leaves you Oregon and Stanford. How important are these games for the image of the Big Ten?
Well, the Big Ten right now has nationally, people don't really look at the Big Ten the way they used to several years ago. Even the best team in the Big Ten never really gets the credit it quite deserves because they can't win in big games. So the Big Ten needs to make a statement in non-conference games. Wisconsin is still the king of the Big Ten until they get dethroned. I don't care what anyone says about Ohio State. But nationally, the Big Ten needs to start. If they want to compete in recruiting with the Alabamas and the LSUs, they really need to win these kind of games and make statements in BCS conference games. Wisconsin went to the Rose Bowl 3 times. You know, they lost, but at the same time, Ohio State is right there. I think they would have got blown out by Alabama, too. So all of these games are important from a national standpoint because the Big Ten collectively as a conference needs to make a statement that we are for real and we can compete with anybody in the nation.
Marcus Ray with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking Big Ten football. Catch him on the Pulse and the Big Ten Network. What game really, outside of the Nebraska game, intrigues you the most, whether it's one of those Pac-12 Big Ten matchups, or I see ESPN, Mel Kiper thinks that Penn State should be on upset alert.
Yeah, Penn State's definitely on upset alert, but I really want to watch Oregon versus Tennessee. I used to work for Butch Jones when I coached at Central Michigan, and I really like what he's been able to do everywhere he's been. Oregon's offense, you know, just looks unbelievably explosive week in and week out, even without Chip Kelly. So I want to see if Butch Jones can take his SEC brand of football in Tennessee and go on out to Eugene, Oregon, and pull off a win. That's what I want to see, upset city. But Penn State better be careful because UCF, they've only given up, I believe, 6 or 7 points all year. They have talent on offense. They have a rough defense. And George O'Leary, obviously no stranger to Bill O'Brien. So Penn State, I think that may be my upset pick, along with, even though this is not a national stage game, I might take Bowling Green over Indiana for the same reason.
Yeah, boy, they sure look good in week one. They've got to recircle the wagons here. And, you know, Marcus, I can't let you go without asking you what all Nebraska fans want to know, and that's what it felt like to play on the second-best team in the country in 97.
Yeah, it's funny that you say second-best team because Nebraska knows all about that, how they lobbied and campaigned. Honestly, I think we would have beat – you know what? We would have beat the brakes off Nebraska, Doug. But listen, here's the thing. We had a better football team, and we had a guy that had a cape named Charles Woodson. But collectively, I think the Big 12 at the time, or Big 8, whatever it was a little watered down. And it would have been clean up on us, baby. We would have mopped the floor with those Cornhuskers. But, hey, now that things have changed and I don't play anymore, I'm rooting for the Huskers this weekend.
Well, last question, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again before the big matchup. But, boy, just watching the electric atmosphere, even just this Saturday night at Michigan, Nebraska's going to get a chance to come up there. Husker fans know that they're not going to get a chance, at least schedule-wise, for at least 5 years to come up to Ann Arbor. What do you got to do? What do you got to see? Give me some tradition. Give me something you got to do if you're a Husker fan going up there November 9th.
if you're a Husker fan, just take a trip down South University, first of all, and see our beautiful campus. Go down State Street, but really, really, truly look at our stadium and the things that they've done. I think Michigan has set the bar when it comes to college football stadiums with the suites and the scoreboards and the halftime shows. But Husker fans, our stadium doesn't get that loud as advertised, but you have to take them out of the game. Now, last week against Notre Dame, that was the most electrifying environment I've ever been. I've been around Michigan football for 20 years now, and that place was rocking. But I don't think that's a night game when Nebraska plays Michigan. But if Nebraska comes in there and Taylor Martinez can do what he does, then those Wolverine faithful won't have much to cheer about. But just enjoy the environment. Michigan fans aren't as bad as a lot of fans across the country. But that game right there should be a doozy.
Well, Marcus, we'll let you get back to work. Can't wait to talk to you again. It was great chatting with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll look for you on the Pulse on the Big Ten Network. Have a great weekend, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
You bet, Marcus. Marcus Ray, Big Ten Network. Check him out on the Pulse with Eric Crouch last night. Rick Pizzo, he and Eric kind of disagreed on a few things on the Pulse, which will be replaying throughout the day on the Big Ten Network. So, a lot of interesting games for the Big Ten Conference this week. That's usually what you see in week two or three.
Yeah, this is really a big week for the entire Big Ten. You know, Purdue plays Notre Dame, and no one's even bringing that one up. You know, Purdue's at home, have a new coach. They kind of struggled week one, got a big win week two. Just any win at all is good. And now Notre Dame is coming in to Purdue. Just an amazing atmosphere for Purdue and what they're doing all week for this game.
Mm-hmm.
And Notre Dame's not looking at it the same way Purdue is, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, Notre Dame's coming off the low of losing at Michigan. Purdue should have beaten Notre Dame last year, and those seniors especially are going to remember that. They want a little payback. So I can already tell that's a big spread, about three touchdowns. You're taking Purdue, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to take the point.
Yeah. You know, well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, I think
I didn't call you a lunatic or anything. Good
yeah.
Lord.
But, you know, I mean, and you know, the other one I see, Doug, you know, since we're talking about it, you know, Southern Mississippi got off to a horrendous start against Nebraska and threw those two picks. And they also outplayed the first game of the year. They outplayed the team, and they had all those turnovers and et cetera. They're getting 24.5 points against Arkansas. You know, so Southern Mississippi, double trouble, you know, just horrible, kind of bit themselves in their own foot. You know what I mean? The early old saying there. So anyway, I really think that if Southern Mississippi can play at all, then they should cover that too.
And let me see if you know anything about this one, because every time you look at the lines, you look to see if there's any significant movement. The Kansas-Rice game opened as a pick, and now Rice is a touchdown favorite. That is a lot of movement.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened there. I know like you said, it started as a pick and it really moved. You know, the other one was Louisville and Kentucky. Louisville started off like just like an 11-point favorite. Boy, did that thing go to 15.5 real fast. You know, so yeah, there was some movement on that. I agree with the guy about Central Florida at Penn State. Central Florida can play. They won 38-0, 38-7. Now, the game's at Penn State, and that's why they're the favorite. But Central Florida this year also plays South Carolina and Louisville. So they're playing Penn State. Hey, you know, you normally a team like that plays Penn State. That's the big game on their schedule. Hey, that's about their fourth biggest game on the schedule. You know, they've already got bigger games than Penn State. This is just an average game for us.
This is a warm-up. See
yeah,
where we're at.
That's right.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pigskin Pick'em and a lot more. Plus, we haven't even gotten to last night's exciting football, volleyball, what's going on with UNK and Hastings. We get to all of that after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting the chance to save and win is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline conventional oil and a Drive Works filter for just $21.99. You save about $8. Plus, you can enter to win a $25,000 garage giveaway. That's like saving $25,008 on your oil change, in a fuzzy math sort of way. Only at Advance Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. See store for details. Visit garagesweeps.com for more info.
You're listening to Guy Talk, live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
My girlfriend beat me playing one-on-one.
Ooh, sounds like you need to hit up a Sport Clips for an awesome haircut experience and some quality man time.
I don't know. My girlfriend always takes me to her salon.
Nonsense. Be your own man and get a great haircut in a guy-friendly place from stylists who know what guys need.
You may be right.
Sure I'm right. Now grab your Y chromosome, get down to Sport Clips, and ask for the MVP. Sport Clips. It's good to be a...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies will be mostly cloudy today with southeast winds 5 to 15, highs in the middle 70s. Cloudy throughout tonight with isolated showers and storms developing. Lows will be in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you as we go to the Dent Popper inbox. James in Grand Island says, give the points and bet the Huskers. We should have won that game last year. Bobo's at home, baby, in Team Magic, I trust. Thanks, James. Appreciate that. We'll give our selections here in just a little bit. If you're going to the Husker game, if you're going to a Hastings College game, if you're going to a high school game, want to tailgate a little bit before, get ready for next week's Loper home game, then visit Troutman's Quality Meats. You don't even have to tailgate. What are we talking about? You might be sitting at home watching the game, inviting the neighbors over, inviting the family, inviting your friends, having a good time. Fresh pizza brats. Get some potato sausage. Rings or links available now from Troutman's Quality Meat. Tastes great on the grill. It's perfect for brunch during the UCLA game. They are your tailgate headquarters with brats, wieners, and state fair brats right out of the smokehouse. Of course, maybe you want a little brisket. They've got the steaks, quality steaks, age of minimum 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Of course, every piece of great ground beef is USDA Choice Certified Angus beef. Potato salad, they can get that. Maybe some beers and wines. What else they got over there? Maybe some barbecue beans. Fresh bacon is in as well for your BLTs, and bacon cubes are perfect for appetite. What? Whoa. Bacon cubes?
Yeah. Little one-inch cubes. Carrie makes them. Perfect for appetizers.
Anything that says bacon is perfect at any time. When did this sneak in? How did I miss this?
Oh, he was experimenting with it about last month, what he told me, and then he liked it so much that he puts them out there for people to buy.
Impress the gang. You got bacon cubes, maybe some cheese. What else would you need? I mean, for appetizers, obviously you need the brats and, you know, for the meal, but bacon cubes on the appetite? I don't even think if I got bacon cubes, I'd put them out for the guests. They'd be just kind of over my plate. Folks, check it out. It's Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Highway 30, Kearney. Bacon cubes. Could you carry the show for a while, Jimmy? I'm going to go get some bacon cubes.
Hey, you can go get the bacon cubes, but I can guarantee you I will not be able to handle the show. There's no way that's going to happen, but you go get them.
Jimmy, UNK gave up some yardage last night, and they fell 34-21, and I guess we're at a point now where you were hoping they didn't go down and lose by 40 points to Emporia, who really kind of handed it to them last year and had some good deep threats. And UNK fell behind in this game, but they battled back and actually made this a contest. And if they could have just – they were just short of converting a couple of third, fourth downs there in the fourth quarter, fairly deep in Emporia territory, and they fall 34-21. So the defense still trying to catch up recruiting-wise. I'm not going to say it's effort. I'm not going to say it's talent. They're bringing in guys, and it's just going to take a while to catch up to the MIAA talent level that they have. And it overall, it looks like the Lopers played better, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think, you know, that's right. They go down there, and they play, and they compete. And then, like you said, they make it a game, and the other team, you know, doesn't have to sub in early and be careful with the score. I mean, you're going down and say, hey, you're going to earn everything you get. And so they played 60 minutes.
And for the Lopers, Luke McNitt had two touchdowns, a two-yard run, a one-yard reception. Another true freshman, Noah Hausch, caught a 35-yard touchdown pass. That also tells you something there, Jimmy, when you have true freshmen on all of your offense. And Bronson Marsh played better. He did have a couple of picks, but he also had a couple of touchdowns. 31 of 51, the 51 pass attempts, three shy of the school record.
Wow.
Lopers ran 91 plays yesterday, Jimmy.
Yeah, I didn't see the game. I was at the Kearney High game last night. Big win for Kearney High. But I did see the Kojil kid from Sargent was making a lot of tackles last week. You know,
13 last night to lead the team.
Okay, I didn't know that. I mean, I just threw that out right now, but I did not know that stat. But I'll tell you what, and he's a young kid. You know,
yeah.
You're talking about young players, you know, so the defense is, and man, did he really looked good game week one. He was all over the place, and he had 13 tackles. That's, yeah, he may be all-conference football player.
Really late, obviously, last night, because we'll get to Kearney High and the high school scene here in just a moment. Really late last night, coming back from the Kearney High game, got home, relaxed for about 10 minutes, flipped the TV on, and Shadron State was on television playing West Texas A&M. Obviously, it was a replay at that time of the night, and Shadron had just scored, and they were up 21-0 in the first quarter over fourth-ranked West Texas A&M. This is the game played at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, and I went, how awesome, went to bed. 34-31, West Texas A&M. So Shadron, they were ready. They knew what they were getting into. They played this team in the playoffs last year and gave them all they wanted, just too much to overcome. West Texas A&M wasn't going to throw this game to lose, I'll tell you that.
No. Boy, was that's interesting. Like you said, they went down there and tried to compete. I think that's what Texas A&M did last year, too, when they played Alabama. They went down there and got up 20-0 and held on and win 29-24.
Yeah, a little bit different scenario there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
We'll take a look at our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday's question, how do you think the Huskers fare against UCLA? Lose, win, but don't cover, which would be hard to do, but not impossible. Win and cover. We'll get Jimmy's thoughts here on the prediction in just a little bit. 47% of Husker fans and our listeners say they'll win and cover. 41% said they won't cover but win. 12% have the Huskers to lose. Our poll question for the weekend, what are you expecting out of Team USA at the World Cup next year? They won't make it out of group play. They'll make the playoff round of 16, round of 8, semifinals, or finals. You can vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Like the analysts I've heard in passing say, it all depends who they draw out of their group, which I think takes place in December when they draw out the groups and the pools that you'll have to be playing in the 2014 World Cup. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, we've got our Pigskin Pick'em, and be ready to dial that phone at 888-455-ESPN. But let's talk about the football game last night, Jimmy. Lincoln Southwest kind of let Kearney hang around, and then Kearney took advantage of it. And Kearney was solid, but Southwest moved the ball early in the game, but they missed three field goals. Kearney got a couple of big sacks on one possession. Then there was a penalty that hurt Southwest on another possession, and Kearney missed a couple of field goals themselves, but finally got one in there to take a 10-7 lead with about 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Then just a little swing pass out in the flat that went for 78 yards, and then the very next play, Southwest fumbles and just unraveled, and Kearney then took advantage.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened. Kearney did give Southwest kind of their first touchdown. You know, I mean, when I say give them, I mean they had a turnover on the second play of the game, mm-hmm. and Southwest only had to go about 15 yards for a touchdown. They kicked off, and Kearney runs it back for a touchdown. So you're in a 7-7 tie with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter, and that's the way it went for a long time. Stayed 7-7 for a long time. But, yeah, Kearney, you know, stayed the course, and I thought Brandon Cool did a great job. We had a turnover, didn't turn the ball over, didn't do anything, just took the 3 points. You know what I mean? And just getting, though, you know, a lot of people put yourself in position. They try to do something maybe that you shouldn't do down by that goal line. Hey, this is the only time we've been down here. It's a 7. We haven't been down close to this goal line. And now we're down here. This is pretty valuable. And, you know, and in hindsight, you know, Southwest maybe didn't line up their field goal kicker very good a couple times. Those are 47-yarders on a hash mark and some things like that. But then a couple, you know, now you got that 10-7 lead, and you don't have to take some chances. You know, and that, like you said, it was a little swing pass. It was about a 3-yard pass. Guy broke it, and there he
Dahlke
is.
Dahlke right down the line.
Yeah, he's gone. So big plays really helped Kearney. And then, you know, let the offensive line and defensive lines kind of dominated there for about a 12-minute stretch.
Well, also, last night we talked briefly about it with Brian Munson, Lincoln Southeast in a top 10 battle, rolled up Millard South. So the Millard schools aren't exactly south, northwest, aren't exactly at this point what some of the preseason prognosticators thought that they would be, beating up on each other. Tough, tough first 3 weeks of the season for some of those guys competition wise. Norfolk, they continue to put points up 42-17 over Fremont. Gross beat Schuyler, Ralston over Blair, Elkhorn South down to Waverly. A couple of non-A and B games. It was Hate Springs, 80. Edgemont, South Dakota, 12. Falls City Sacred Heart, 60. St. Joseph Christian, Missouri, 6. So those were the games from last night. Tonight, we've got another bevy of high school football here on ESPN. It is Kearney Catholic at St. Paul and Alliance taking on Hastings. 1230 KHAS, Adams Central plays Wilbur Claytonia. Classic Hits 98.9, Minden will host Fillmore Central. And the Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill is at Donovan Trumbull. Grand Island's at Westside tonight. Again, those radio games can also be heard at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island's at Westside, McCook's at Northwest, Scottsbluff at Holdridge, Aurora at Seward, Lexington is at Garing. A couple of other games, St. Cecilia's at Ravenna, Sutton is at Centura tonight. And in the eight-man ranks, Pleasanton plays Loomis, Burwell, Loop City. That's always a good rivalry game. South Loop at Overton, Franklin Alma, Harvard, Shelton among the games in the area. Bertrand Axtell going on tonight. And if it hadn't been for all the high school football last night, fans would have been treated to some extremely competitive volleyball last night. You look at some of these scores, Jimmy. SCOTUS and Central Catholic, 17-15 in the fifth. SCOTUS won. Hastings-Kearney. Hastings wins 16-14 in the fifth. Three sets were 26-24 between those two teams last night. Minden wins over Phillipsburg, Kansas in five sets. Had another one here. Superior over Sandy Creek in five. Twin Loop beat Axtell in five, 15-13. A triangular over at Centura with Lou Platte Conference. Centura beat Ord 27-25, 23-25, 29-27, every set coming down to the end. Wood River beat Centura 29-31, 25-21, 25-22, and then Ord beat Wood River 25-22, 25-22. There was some long volleyball nights last night. A few easier cruises. Kearney Catholic over Adams Central, Holdridge beating McCook, Overton over Cambridge, and Aurora beating North Platte. So the old bump set spike doing pretty good as well. Nebraska, four sets to beat St. Mary's. If you're going down to Lincoln, they host Dayton tonight and Iowa State tomorrow, both at 7 o'clock. UNK plays 11th-ranked Angelo State coming up at 1 o'clock over in Denver, and then Metro State tonight. Two more games tomorrow. Hastings volleyball will be hosting Doan tomorrow night as well. Soccer teams staying in action. All kinds of action going on around the area. And you got football tonight.
Yeah, I'm refereeing Lincoln, yeah. You know, another big game.
Why didn't we just stay?
We could
have just stayed, done the show there.
That'd be a good idea. And then do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a little Saturday show.
Let's not get carried away.
All right.
I'm glad
we came home.
Don't get carried away. Time now for Pigskin Pick'em. Pigskin Pick'em. Unbelievable. Jeffrey has just told me something I don't know, and I like it. We're all talking about UCLA. A couple of weeks ago, we're talking about North Dakota State, big win over Kansas State. Did you know that next week's opponent, South Dakota State, is ranked in the top 20 in the FCS poll? Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, I did not know it.
I never look ahead. It's one game at a time, Jimmy.
What's South Dakota State's record?
They're 2-0.
Is that right?
They're 2-0. If you want to do Pigskin Pick'em, and you haven't been one of our first two pickers so far this year, because you get one shot a year, where is South Dakota State ranked right now in the FCS Sports Network FCS Top 25 College Football Poll? This is the Sports Network FCS Top 25 College Football Poll. Where is South Dakota State ranked? 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. And you're taking us on in Pigskin Pick'em.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that batteries eventually give up, but we never do. Not when it comes to service. Need a new battery? At Advance, we'll install an AutoCraft battery for you. Free. You shouldn't have to give up any more of your hard-earned cash for great service. There, I said give up, but just to make a point. Give up. At Advance? Ha! Never. Fast, free battery installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts. With purchase on most vehicles, see store for details.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. Mm. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at Bigger, Better.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA football. It's a top 10 showdown in the SEC as the sixth-ranked Texas A&M Aggies host the top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Hi, this is Greg Daniels. Join Dale Hellestray and me for all the action as A.J. McCarron and the Crimson Tide look to avenge last year's home loss to Johnny Manziel and the Aggies. It's the Crimson Tide and the Aggies. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Saturday at 2:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Skies will be mostly cloudy today with southeast winds 5 to 15, highs in the middle 70s. Cloudy throughout tonight with isolated showers and storms developing. Lows will be in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Daddy's show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Just watching Carl Pellini make the SportsCenter Top 10, where we get ready for Pigskin Pick'em all the way down to Oxford. Chase is going to try and outpick us, and I think it's possible today because I'm going to go crazy. To go 10-0, you got to go crazy. But he knew that the answer is South Dakota State is currently ranked sixth in the FCS poll. Nebraska's opponent next week, 1-2. Our North Dakota State and Eastern Washington, who have already beaten Kansas State and Oregon State, who were either ranked or just outside the rankings in Division One. So let's get to our picks for the week. Chase, you ready to go, man?
Yep.
All right. Already a winner of Big Daly's Deli. Large combo meal, two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney. And if he beats us, he gets the Cunningham's cash. He'll also be in for the drawing for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. Let's get after it. We're going to start with a couple of teams that made a lot of news last weekend by being embarrassed, and that is USC first. They are at home taking on Boston College. USC favored by a couple of touchdowns. Chase, who you got?
USC.
Jimmy?
USC.
Ah, man, if it wasn't all the way across country, this might be close. This might be close, but I'll take USC. Mississippi at Texas. Texas, of course, being embarrassed by BYU, even though BYU's a decent team. New defensive coordinator. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm taking Mississippi.
Oh, boy. This is one of them I haven't had circled yet. I'm taking Texas. I don't know why. They're at home. It's only a two-point favorite, 2.5. Texas is favored by Chase. Who you got?
Mississippi.
Mississippi State is playing at Auburn. Mississippi State playing at Auburn, and Auburn is a 6.5-point favorite. You thought Auburn might struggle last week, Jimmy, but they didn't. Maybe they struggle this week, but they eke it out in the end. I'm taking Auburn. Chase, who you got? Jimmy.
I'll take Auburn, too.
Oregon State at Utah. Somehow, Utah is favored by 3, so that tells you how I'm going. I'm taking Oregon State on the road. Chase, who you got?
Oregon State.
Jimmy.
There's no doubt I'm taking Utah.
The favorite at home. Bowling Green at Indiana. We just heard Marcus Ray from the Big Ten Network earlier in the show call for this being one of his upset specials. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'm taking Bowling Green.
Chase, what do you like here?
Indiana.
I agree with Chase on this one. I'm going to take Indiana. Also, the Big Ten Network gurus think that Central Florida might upset Penn State. Penn State is a 6-point favorite. I'm taking Penn State. Jimmy?
I'm going to take Central Florida.
I just keep taking Penn State. I believe in them.
Yours.
Chase?
Penn State.
Washington at Illinois. Washington is a 10-point underdog. I came back from Big Ten Media Days thinking I knew a couple of things, and you know what? They're starting to be a little bit right. I will pick first here. I'm taking Illinois for another upset after they beat Cincinnati. They're playing at home, a 10-point dog. Don't believe it. Jimmy, are you on board with me?
You know what? I'm going to take Washington, but I do know this. If Illinois wins that game, that'll be 3 weeks in a row where Nebraska plays a ranked opponent.
How awesome will that be? Chase, who you got?
Washington.
Iowa at Iowa State. Chase, you get to pick first.
Iowa State.
Jimmy?
I'll take Iowa.
Man. Iowa's due to win one of these games, aren't they? Iowa State always has their number. Iowa is not good. They just aren't. I'm taking Iowa State. Wisconsin at Arizona State. Jimmy, who you got?
Arizona State.
I'm taking Wisconsin at Arizona State. Arizona State's favored by 5. Chase, who you got?
Wisconsin.
And the big one, tomorrow afternoon. Wisconsin, Arizona State tomorrow night. But tomorrow afternoon, the one people can't shut up about, Alabama at Texas A&M. Nick Saban, spewing his venom, thought Texas A&M might be the best offensive college football team. He said this in history. Okay, clear your eyes out. Not even close, but let's make the pick. Chase, Alabama, Texas A&M, the Crimson Tide favored by about 8. Who you got?
Johnny Football.
Oh, I love it, and it steals my thunder. It steals my thunder. Jimmy, nobody in the country thinks Texas A&M can win this football game. Alabama's played one game. Everything says Alabama should win this football game. I'm going with Chase. Chase, I hope we're dancing in the streets, and just because you had the kuyons to pick there, A&M, I hope you beat us down. I'm taking A&M. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm taking Alabama, and I feel bad about it now. I mean, now that you guys took that thing, I feel really bad. I really feel bad.
Alabama's going to win by 30, aren't they? That's what's going to happen. Let's do our tiebreaker. And, of course, it's UCLA, Nebraska. Chase, it doesn't matter who you pick to win the game, but tell me what you think the final score is going to be.
30-27.
That is 57 total points. I told you, Jimmy, off air earlier this week, I was either going to pick 32-24 or 42-34. And after listening to a couple of the analysts, I went higher. I'm going with the 42-34 Nebraska win, 76 total points. And you?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, Doug. I think that our defense is going to play much better. They're not going to give up 36 points. I think they're going to give up 30. They're going to give up 30, and Nebraska's going to eke one out. 31-30, Nebraska.
61 points for Jimmy. Chase, excellent job. Best of luck in trying to go get the Cunningham's cash, and thanks for being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care of them Southern Valley Eagles down there in Oxford as well. That is Chase joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Southern Valley heads west tonight to play Hershey. So he's already won the Big Daddy's Deli. Got a chance at the Cunningham's cash. We'll get him entered for the Iowa-Nebraska tickets as well. Find out more on ESPNSuperstation.com and get signed up for our fantasy football as well. Go to Doug and Daddy, fantasy football on ESPNSuperstation.com. Even though there was a game last night, if you didn't play anybody, you didn't lose because nobody did anything last night. So go get it, folks. Go get it. ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, what do you think's the key on this Nebraska game? What do you think? Is it Taylor Martinez, or is it going to be the receivers, or is it going to be the defensive backs?
The only way it's Taylor Martinez is if he makes bad interceptions, throws balls that even he, you know, one of those things where he has a meltdown in his head moment. He's a senior. It's not happening. The key in this football game, I think, could come down to the big special teams play. Nobody's talking about that. A little bit of talk about it yesterday. UCLA has been pretty good at blocking kicks, especially field goals and extra points. We've got a new field goal kicker. They haven't tried anything of any distance through the first two games. Look for Nebraska to make darn sure that they get that blocked. Sammy Foltz has to keep pinning them back deep. I think Nebraska has to watch UCLA's backs out of the backfield, as we talked a little bit about here. And if we know the name of Jordan James as well as we knew Jonathan Franklin by halftime last year, then Nebraska's in trouble. But everything kind of went UCLA's way out at the Rose Bowl last year, and Nebraska still only lost by 6, and I think Nebraska's a better team. Defense not as good, but let's face it, Husker fans, how much different is it really? That's what everybody's telling me. Last year's gave up all these yards in the big games. This year they're going to give up all these yards in the big games. Well, the offense is better. Offensive line, Nebraska, this is their time. This is their time to shine. Nebraska runs the ball very effectively. And you know what? Big games throughout his career, Taylor Martinez always busts one. Always busts one. Taylor Martinez will have a big touchdown run tomorrow.
I hope you're right. And you know what? I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see a couple trick plays. We haven't seen anything for a long time. I think it's time to throw one out. I don't know what it's going to look like, but halfback pass, a reverse pass, something's going to happen on a special team or some kind of a trick play that I hope goes well for the Huskers.
Interesting. Don't save it for the Big Ten. Use one against UCLA, huh?
Right now.
If they have to.
Yeah, let's get ready for it and let's have that thing ready.
All right. Well, folks, we hope you enjoy the football game. Pre-game bright and early tomorrow morning, especially if you're driving down in the morning. I always find that the most entertaining is listening to the pregame as you're driving down. If you've got an 11 a.m. game, I like listening to the pregame, especially for those 11 a.m. games. Starts at 6 a.m. on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Kickoff right around 11:05. And it's also televised by ABC. As I said, Texas A&M, Alabama, Wisconsin, Arizona State. That's our doubleheader. And Sunday, we've got some great games as well, starting with the Cowboys and Chiefs. Go Dallas. Hopefully, they can get a win over all you Chief fans out there. That should be interesting. A lot of Cowboy, Chief, Bronco fans, Bear fans in this part of the country. We want to thank Brian Munson of the Big Red Report, Marcus Ray of the Big Ten Network, and, of course, you, Jimmy Langan, for being with us today.
You too, Doug.
You going to come in Monday?
Yep. I'll see you Monday. We got anybody else coming in or not?
We got the Husker press conference. We got all kinds of breakdowns to do. We'll see how Hastings did, and it's all coming up Monday. Folks, enjoy it. Go Big Red.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.